You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Blessed brothers and sisters of our blessed parish, and our blessed parishioners and guests who are out there wherever you are, joining us for this Mass. Today I have good news for you. Special news. I don't want to call it breaking news because I don't want to break anybody's heart here today. There are too many things going on, so I don't want to break anybody's heart. So it's not breaking news. So not breaking news. The news is about the month of August. If you meditate through all the readings that the church has given us during this month of August, you would notice that the church is inviting all of us Catholics to reflect on the joy and beauty of being chosen by God. The joy and beauty of being chosen by God. That is the good news. And so during this month, I have called this month the month of joy and beauty. Are we there? It's a month of joy and beauty. Remember that joy and beauty is the visible sign of those who claim that they have been chosen by God. By those who claim they are believers of Jesus. By those who think they have been privileged to have been chosen by God and blessed by God because of their faith. Joy and beauty is so important. Do you remember that Jesus Christ came and lived on this earth and died and rose because he wanted to restore us to the original joy and beauty which Adam and Eve destroyed when they disobeyed and rebelled against God? Christ came to restore us to that joy, to the beauty in our lives. Joy is the mark of a true Christian, and beauty is joy. What is that joy? Joy is that commitment, that assurance, that choice we make that our lives are controlled by God. Our lives are controlled by God. That commitment, the commitment we make, the conviction we have, the decision to know that every little detail of our life is controlled by God, and that everything we do works for the good of God and ourselves, for those who trust in the Lord. Everything works for the good. That is joy. So joy does not depend on our circumstances, which means that things can be tough, we are still joyful because it is that settled assurance that our lives are in the hands of someone who is reliable. And we know that whatever is going on in this world today, whether it's COVID-19, everything works for the good for those who trust in the Lord, and that God is still in charge. That is joy. That is the joy of a Christian. That we keep on going on because of that. And beauty is the action that we take daily to draw us to experience the grandeur of creation and the love of God. Saint Mother Teresa was one of the most beautiful women on this earth. Beauty is not about attraction that we see on magazines. No, it's not aesthetic attraction. For us Christians, beauty is when we show the grandeur of creation, by the way we do things. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Saint Mother Teresa, was a woman of beauty. The way she took care of the poor of India. What a joy when you see her taking care of the poor. You say, oh my God, I can see you in the poor, the grandeur of creation. That is the beauty. So you see why this month is wonderful. It's a month of joy and beauty, which I am so excited to make this announcement. The month of joy and beauty for those who are chosen by God. Nehemiah tells us that Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, the joy of the Lord is, are we there? The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. David, the great David, says in Psalm 118, this day was made by the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad. Joy and beauty. When we live in joy and beauty, when we make that choice for beauty, our lives can never be the same again. Our lives can never be the same again. It's a choice. And that's why I want us to make that choice. This month is a month that the church is inviting all of us to make that choice for joy and beauty, that will remain joyful. And that is the goal. And we have started already that series. And so the series is about the joy and beauty of being chosen by God. Last Sunday, we saw part one already. The joy and beauty of participating at the banquet of the Lord. We saw what happened. The crowd came and went back with abundance. People were fed, 5,000, not counting women and children, because of the joy and beauty of participating in the half-heavenly banquet of God. Today we're going to reflect about the joy and beauty of walking on the water with Jesus. I love this. The joy and beauty of walking on the water with Jesus. And on Saturday, the Feast of Assumption, we're going to reflect about the joy and beauty of having a spiritual mother in heaven. Colleagues, the joy and beauty, colleagues, of having a spiritual mother in heaven. And the following Sunday, the 20th Sunday, we'll reflect about the joy and beauty of having a direct line with God. All of us have a direct line with God. The joy and beauty of coming to know that we have a direct line with God. And the following Sunday, we'll reflect about the joy and beauty of being part of the church with the first pope. With the first pope. We are part of the church with the first pope. The joy and beauty of being part of the church with the first pope. And finally, on the 30th of August, end of August, we'll talk about the joy and beauty of being duped by God. Are we there? On your marks. Get set. Let's go. The joy and beauty of walking on the water with. I will give you the principles. I know you know it. Credo Calix, you know this story already. You know it very well. So I'm just going to do some rehearsals. There are three stages. I want that at the end of my homily, we'll rehearse what we know. How to walk on the water with Jesus. What a joy and beauty to walk on the water with Jesus. Remember, the sea and the water represents life and the storms of life. What a joy and beauty to be able to walk over the storms of life. COVID-19 is over now. We're able to walk over the storms of life with joy and beauty. There are three steps. The preparatory phase, the execution phase, and the post-execution phase. Let's begin. Peter, I love Peter. I will take Peter as an example. I love Peter. Many times we have blamed Peter that he doubted. No, let's see what happens. Peter is a good example. That's why he could walk on water. And I'll use Peter today. The first thing we have to do before we begin a journey of walking on water, two things which Peter did. The first is that we must remember that it is God who initiates our journey of life. God is the initiator of our lives. If you look at the story of today, it was Jesus, after he had fed the thousands of people, they were tired. He was the one who said, "You go to the other side." It was Jesus who asked them to go to the other side of the sea so that he could stay behind and pray. It is always God who initiates our journey. Sometimes we don't realize that. I am speaking to you now because of God, not because of me, that I came to the U.S. There was a plan with God that I would be in this parish. It was in God's plan. It is because of God that I'm here, not because of this something. It is God's plan. God initiates always. But we hardly realize that God is part of our plan. Secondly, the God who initiates will never forget us. The God who initiates that plan will never forget us. We are never alone. Can we say that together? That's it. When Jesus asked the apostles to go to the other side of the boat, he knew what was going on. He knew that there would be a storm. He knew. That's why he sent them there. And the Bible tells us that he got up at what point? At the fourth watch of the night, 3 a.m., to go. And there was a storm. He knew that. He knew that. He knew that. What God initiates, he will not forget us. He knows what we are going through. He knows that we are going through some tough times. He knows that. Because whatever he initiates, he wants to see it to the end. That is very important for us. And that's what happened to Elijah in today's first reading. We know the story of Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 18, it tells us that Elijah had conquered all the 400 the prophets of Baal, and they were all killed. Jezebel, Queen Jezebel, is so angry because Elijah has shown to the world that the God that is served is a God that answers by fire. By fire, the God that is served. Jezebel was so angry and said, "Elijah, I'm going to kill you." Yeah. Fear gives Elijah. He starts running away. He runs and goes to Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai, where he will meet God. He ran and went there. And when he got there, he didn't find God. He said, "Lord, take away my life. I thought I was doing this for you. I thought you were there when you gave me those powers and proved to the world that you are the God who is in charge of this world. Now look at what's happening. I'm going to be killed. Before I'm killed, Lord, take away my life. Take away my life." We are told a noise came. Elijah thought that was God. Ooh, it was not God. A strong wind came. Elijah thought that would be God. Not God. Then there was a whispering sound, soft. Elijah discovered the peace of God in his soul. He discovered that God was still there. My dear brothers and sisters, my blessed brothers and sisters, to begin the journey of walking on water, we must have those two principles in mind. One, that God is the one who initiates, and secondly, we are never alone, like Elijah discovered. Elijah was never alone. Even in the midst of his trouble, God was still there in a quiet way, because in the midst of trouble, we hardly know that God is there. Now in COVID-19, some people say, "God is not there. They're angry with God and left the church. I'm so sorry. Please come back. Come back. God is there. God is there with us always." And because of that, we go on to the execution phase to start walking on water. When Jesus Christ appeared, the apostles were crying, "He's a ghost!" Peter begins the journey of walking on water. The first thing we have to do is that we must identify whom we are following. We must identify whom we are following. Peter says, Lord, if you are the one, tell me to come, I will come. If you are not the one, I will not come because I know human beings cannot take me across the water. What you are going to do, human beings cannot do. If you are the one, I will come. If it's not you, I will not come. My dear blessed brothers and sisters, today in the world, there are all kinds of religions, all kinds, human religions, not even divine. Human ones, Scientology, for example, all kinds of religion. Peter says, Lord, if it's you, divine, a divine religion from heaven, Jesus from heaven, I will come. So we must know whom we follow. And when Christ said, I am the one, the next thing we have to do is that we must take that step of faith by hopping out of that boat to start walking. Hello, we are in trouble today. Peter, when he saw that was Jesus, he took that leap of faith. The boldness was not afraid. Fear is what is destroying us today. Fear. We fear everything, everywhere. We are afraid that we'll die. We are just afraid. That is the work of the devil. That is the work of the devil. People are just afraid. I'm not saying that we should not be careful. No, but the fear that paralyzed him. Peter wasn't afraid because he knew it was Jesus. He got out of the water. And he started walking on the water. Oh, he started walking on that water. And the next thing is that he had to fix his eyes on Jesus. You must fix your eyes on Jesus who called you. So he was walking on that water as I'm doing now. My eyes are fixed on the Lord. I'm going. Excellent. Woo! The joy and beauty of walking over the storms of life. Peter realized going on. Then, after that, Peter noticed that he has to be in the prayer mode. Because when things are going on well, we forget God. So, but Peter was smart. He was in his prayer mode. Because there will come that time when all your skills, all the doctors of this earth, the best of doctors will not solve a problem. Peter was a fisherman. He knew that if he sinks into the sea, he will swim. He knew. But Peter knew that there comes a time when human expertise means nothing. There comes a time in your life that doctor, whom he thought was the best doctor on earth, who cannot solve your problem. Peter knew that. And so he stayed on in his prayer mode. He was a fisherman. And when he sank on that day, he realized that he could not swim. A fisherman. He could not swim. There comes a time when we need help. There comes a time when we are helpless. We will be helpless someday, all of us. We are helpless in one way or the other. And so because of that, Peter said what? He prayed, Lord, save me. Wow. Short prayer. Short. Lord, save me. He did not go on and on and on. Oh, Lord, you know. Oh, Lord, you know I'm dying now. I'm sinking now. Simple. Lord, save me. And what? The Lord just grabbed him. Wah! Say, Peter, I understand. I understand that in life, in the storms of life, we can easily crash because we cannot handle it on our own. COVID-19 is showing, telling the world that we cannot handle things on our own anymore. My dear blessed brothers and sisters, the COVID is a sign which God is telling the world that we cannot always handle things on our own. We need God to hold our hands more than ever. Otherwise, we will sink and sink and sink and die and die and die. We need God. And Peter knew that. When God took him. Jesus took him and walked on that water. Can you imagine? When he walked over the water, he started walking. Guess what? When he came back, he continued to walk. I guess that he walked with Jesus right to the boat, which means that when Jesus pulled him, both of them started walking to the boat. Don't give up. Once God has saved you, once God has restored you by his grace, continue. Don't give up. Just join. Forget about the past. Start up a new life like Peter. Walk on that boat. Walk on it. Walk with him and you get to the boat. And that's how we walk on with Jesus. That is the joy and beauty of walking with Jesus. On the water. The last phase, after doing that, what do we do? the joy and beauty of knowing that we have a Father who is always faithful and reliable. Amen? We have a Father who is always faithful and reliable. That's the beauty and joy of walking on the water with Jesus, the God who we know is always faithful and reliable. He's in charge. God is in charge of our life. That is where our joy will come from. The realization, the commitment that God is in control of our life. Once we know that, then we'll have this joy and beauty of walking on the water with Jesus. Are you ready, even with COVID-19, to walk on that water now with Jesus? Are we there to walk on that water with Jesus? Praise God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.